Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. On today's program, we're continuing our conversation with Dallas County Hospital Ship Counselor Lou Hoger. You can find the first half of this conversation online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. And then another thing that you had mentioned before we took the air was that you don't necessarily need to have Medicare just because you're 65. If you already have health coverage through an employer or through some other service that you like, you can stick with that. Can you tell me a little bit more about that and what people should know?
If a person has medical coverage through their employer, what is known as creditable coverage, it's equal to or better than Medicare. So if it's not as good as Medicare, they probably want to go with Medicare. but they can stick with that plan as long as they choose. Like there are a lot of people these days who are working until they're 70. Well, then you need not you need not enroll in Medicare till you're 70 years old. One thing you want to point out is some of these policies, if you enroll at age 70, the premium might be higher than if you enrolled at age 65. On the other hand, if you've had this very low cost employer coverage, you probably would have made up for that difference. And also, if I turn 65 and my wife is employed, she could be 61, she could be 73, older than, and I'm only 65, I don't need to enroll in Medicare because I'm covered under her employer plan.
And now there's also a Part A and a Part B to these kind of Medicare plans. Can you tell me a little bit about the difference and what people should know about the differences and kind of how to make the best choice for them and their family?
So Part A is hospital coverage, inpatient hospital coverage. Part A also covers skilled care following inpatient hospitalization. It also covers health care following inpatient hospitalization and hospice care. And there's no cost for Part A as long as you've had 40 quarters of employment paying into Social Security. That's basically 10 years. If you have 10 years employment paying into Social Security, Part A is free. Part B, last year Part B, I think was about $144.60 a month. I believe it's up right around $150 a month this year. Generally, if people are on Social Security, that would just come out of their Social Security. Otherwise, if you're not under tech drawing, so you would just pay that. You'd be billed direct by Medicare. But Part B is basically everything else. Part B is all your doctor services, outpatient hospital and emergency room, home health care not related to inpatient hospital, durable medical equipment, such as a CPAP, other services and supplies, diabetic supplies are covered by Part B. And another thing that I do when people come into the office is advise them to protect those Medicare cards and numbers like you do a credit card. You don't want to get that your Medicare number out there because people can misuse that. And the other thing is to beware, this is part of Senior Medicare Patrol, beware of any phone call that offers you, whether it's braces, DNA tests, other equipment or services that would be paid for by Medicare. You cannot be offered anything legitimate over the phone that will be covered by Medicare. Listen to me. You cannot be legitimately covered for anything you get a phone call about covered by Medicare. The only way you can have something covered by Medicare if it is ordered by your physician. And I hate to say that, but that, you know, there are a lot of people who are, and I'm 76, a lot of people my age get these phone calls. And I had a call from a woman. They called me and told me I could get, I don't remember what it was. And I said, no, remember, if you get a phone call offering a service or a product that would be covered by Medicare, it's fraud. Yeah, that's so important for people to know.
Well, we can certainly talk about this all day, and plenty of information already out there. But if anyone has any more questions or just want to get any more clarification about some of the programs here at SHIP or just what they should know, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you and get those answers filled out?
First of all, they can just call Dallas County Hospital. And my number is 465-7578. 465-7578 is the SHIP office phone number. And if I'm not in the office, they will get a message telling them to call my cell phone.
Awesome. Well, like I said, a lot of information given out throughout this interview. So I appreciate your time and your willingness to speak with me. Is there anything that I forgot to ask or anything else that you'd like to say while I have you here?
Even if they've never, ever had their prescription drug coverage evaluated, they should come talk to me because a lot of them don't realize that they could be saving money. And for a lot of seniors, their finances are an issue. And even if they're not an issue, I was talking to somebody who's, you know, they've been paying like $53 a month for their drug coverage. They have two prescriptions. My bet is that $13.60 premium last year would have worked. But, you know, people oftentimes tend to stay with what they have. And it doesn't mean you need to change pharmacies. There are people, for example, who are committed to a pharmacy. And when we do use the plan finder, we find that they could get cheaper coverage at another place. But it's going to show also, you know, what's cheapest at that pharmacy.
And that was the second half of our conversation with Dallas County SHIP Counselor Lou Hoger. You can find both parts of this interview online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.